92.5.
Today's second date update, powered by South Hill Mall.
Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Carolyn is on the phone today to do a second date update, and in her email, she says she thinks she might be a bad person for wanting to do this second date update.
Really?
I don't really know what that means, but Carolyn, why do you think you'd be a bad person for wanting this second date update?
Well, because I don't really like him that much.
Oh,
what? Why would you be doing that, Carolyn? This is why your dating life is bad.
No. Yes, maybe. You're probably right. Because there could be something really cool involved.
What do you mean? Whoa. Like, I'm guessing you're not talking about emotions.
Not romantic ones.
Okay, well, before we get into all that and the reason you think you're a bad person, what's the guy's name?
Rob.
Wow,
you
even
say
it like you don't like him. And where did you meet Rob?
Robert,
we got set up through friends, so.
Okay, and were you as disappointed in Robert the first time you saw him as you are now?
Well, it's funny you say that because I was led to believe that Rob was going to be super hot.
God, Rob, get it together, you uggo.
He wasn't hot.
No, he was just okay.
What? Oh, my God.
All right, so far we've got somebody who you don't like that much and you don't think he's that attractive.
Oh.
You must have enjoyed actually going out with him then, right?
No. You would have, like, punched your eyes out.
What?
He would do things. It's so hard to explain, but he would do things like, I was like, oh, what do you do, actually? And he's like, oh, I'm a hopscotcher.
What?
A hopscotcher.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Yeah, is that a joke?
Yeah, it was supposed to be funny. He was so amused with himself. And then he's like, no, I'm a pogo stick jumper.
Oh, wow.
He just, like, 10 minutes of him, like, not saying what he did, but just saying really stupid stuff that I just have to smile at.
Did he ever actually say what he did for a living?
Yeah, he did say, and I don't even remember. It was really boring. It was like some business.
So wait, your dating life is in such a state that you want to call someone who's not calling you back who you find boring, ugly, and obnoxious.
I never said ugly. I said he was just okay.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's some silver lining then with Rob. He's mildly attractive, I guess.
That's being generous.
Okay,
all right. Well, then why call him to go out again?
Well, during the date, in our boring conversation, he did say one interesting thing.
Okay. And that one thing wasn't just that the date was about to be over?
No, might have been more interesting, but no.
Kudos to you for listening well enough to hear the interesting thing.
So what was it? What did he bring up that you were interested in?
He won concert tickets, but also a meet and greet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, for what?
For Adam Levine, and I freaking love Adam Levine.
Oh my God, okay. It's just dawning on me.
Wait.
So you want to do the second date update to try to go with him to this meet and greet that he won?
Yeah, because he brought it up and made me think that he wanted to take me on it.
Oh,
oh man.
So you're using this poor guy to just try to get close to Adam Levine.
But, like, super close. Like, you touch him in a meet and greet, I'm imagining.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Adam Levine is super hot.
Super hot.
But, yeah. Did you just keep bringing up Adam Levine the whole time you talked to him after he said that?
He said he won these, and I said that I was interested. I hinted that. And nothing was ever set in stone, but there was a lot of implying going on.
How'd your date end?
Oh, we kissed.
Oh my God, you totally kissed him because you knew he had Adam Levine tickets at that point.
Yes, it felt right.
No, no.
It felt so right, so romantic.
I shouldn't have.
You are kind of a bad person for this, you're right.
Oh.
I knew it, but I still want it so bad.
Okay. Well, how long has it been since your date with this dude?
So it's only been a couple days, but the concert is coming up soon, so I'm getting nervous.
Okay. Okay, wait. So you want to do a second date update after only a couple days or whatever it is?
I got to secure the date. I got to block it out.
So why do you think he hasn't called you back already?
I don't know. I'm kind of out of his league. I don't know if he's trying to play it cool because he read it in a book somewhere.
Oh, man.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and figure out why he's not calling you back, and then see if we can get you your meet and greet with Adam Levine in your second date update right after this, all right?
Thanks, guys.
92.5.
Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Carolyn is on the phone, and today she wants to try to get a second date with Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
That's essentially
Sounds weird, but she actually went out with this guy named Rob, who she didn't like very much.
Yeah.
Was bored on the date, thought that he wasn't that attractive, and what else didn't she like about him? Just all around, didn't really like him very much. But
one thing she liked.
The one thing she did like is that he has some sort of meet and greet tickets with Adam Levine, and so she wants to do a second date update to hopefully go out with him again so she can be the lucky person who accompanies him. And you know what, Carolyn, I don't even think we need to call Rob. Rob's just kind of the middleman in this whole thing. Because, you know, I work in radio. I actually happen to have Adam Levine's number. I can just call him for you right now.
Do not.
Shut up.
Don't listen to him.
Yeah, believe him.
You want me just to call him right now instead?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I have no idea how to contact that man. Sorry. He's way hotter than I am.
Okay, I know we're doing a lot of jokes about this, and it's funny, but does anyone think that this is morally wrong to lead some guy on and make him think that a girl likes him just so this woman can meet Adam Levine?
It is, but I kind of want to see what happens.
Yeah, and if it was anybody other than Adam Levine, maybe, because he is just so hot. Who cares?
Morals
go out
right
the
now.
Window when it comes to him.
I don't feel good about this.
All right,
no,
Carolyn, are you ready to give Rob a call?
Yes, let's
right.
do this.
Do
here
not,
we go.
Oh,
I
God.
Hope he doesn't answer.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Rob.
This is Rob.
Hey, Rob, this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
Okay.
Okay. What's up? How you doing?
Good. You say you're with a radio show?
Yes, it's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Never heard of it.
That's okay.
Okay. Thanks for
a lot of people
listening.
Who haven't heard of it, but
yeah.
One of our listeners did email us about you, and that's why we're calling today.
Me?
Yeah. Your name's Rob, right?
Yeah, this is Rob.
Okay, is this the Rob that recently went out with a girl named Carolyn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Super weird. Yeah, I went out with a girl named Carolyn.
Yeah, and Carolyn emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone.
Huh.
It's something that we do on the show called a second date update. So Carolyn is wondering why you haven't called her yet for another date.
I mean, this seems like a real personal thing.
If you didn't like Carolyn, it's totally fine.
Brooke!
Well, no, I liked her.
Are you sure?
I liked her. I got the feeling that it wasn't going to work.
And why not?
Wonder why.
To be honest, she didn't seem to be really paying attention to me while we were eating, or just sitting, or at any point in the day. She was on the phone a lot, like a lot of texting. Just
kind
of. It just didn't seem like she liked me very much.
Yeah.
Oh well, it's quite the opposite. I mean, she emailed a radio show to get you on the phone because she wants to see you again.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't expect that.
She sounds like she was pretty rude on the date. Like, there wasn't a lot for you to like about her.
Well, I guess if you guys are saying she's interested, I mean, maybe I'm just terrible at reading people. If I'm wrong, I will accept that I'm wrong and willing to give it another shot, I guess.
Okay, so you weren't, like, not calling her back because you didn't like her. You just thought she wasn't into you.
Yeah, I just thought she wasn't into me, so I just figured part ways the best for both
right.
of us.
Yeah, don't you think intuition is such a strong thing? Like being able to read people?
Yeah, and I did like her at first, so maybe I should have stuck with that initial intuition and maybe we should hang up.
Maybe.
Opposite.
And you know what, Rob? She's actually on the other line and wants to talk to you.
You guys are calling me. Did she call? She calling in as well? Like
We called. We like conference her in and she's been quiet on the other line this whole time, but she wants to talk to you. Caroline?
Hey, Rob.
Uh-uh.
Hey.
Hey. Whoa. This is cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I was been thinking about you.
I guess I was a little wrong, but I've been thinking about you as well. This is great.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, yeah, because I really feel bad that you felt like I just wasn't, like, interested because, I mean, I just feel like it's a fluke. I wasn't feeling, like, super great that day. And cause I had a fun time. Like, I think you're a pretty awesome guy.
Oh.
I kind of figured maybe you were feeling not so great. Maybe I just read the signals wrong. I guess I was completely wrong about the whole thing.
Yeah, sometimes that can happen, Rob, you know? Like,
stop it.
Two sides to every story. I mean, you're thinking that she doesn't like you. She's like, oh, man, this guy Rob is awesome. I'm glad we made this phone call.
It happens all the time.
I was completely sure that you had no interest in me whatsoever. And I was just, like I said, cutting losses. But this is so exciting. This is so cool.
Oh, good. Good. I'm so glad you're excited. Yeah, I just was in kind of like a not a great mood. And I just, it's sometimes just hard for me to hide that when I'm not feeling good. So, you know.
Great. Well, sorry you were in a bad mood for our date. I'm hoping we can do another thing. And maybe you'll be in a better mood. And I'll give another shot. I'm like, this is so exciting.
Rob, does that mean you're asking me out again?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey!
Let's see, I got I'm pretty free at the end of this week. Do you want to get, like, maybe we can get some coffee or something on Thursday?
There you go.
Hey, coffee's good.
Coffee date.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking that you brought up, and I just thought that would be super fun for us to do? Because, like, you mentioned, like, a concert, and I love concerts, and I was like, oh, you would be such a fun person to go to a concert with.
Sure. We can go to a concert if you want. That'd be great.
Okay, cool. I feel like you mentioned winning tickets to see Adam Levine, right?
Yeah, I did.
Well, that would be cool. You know, I've always kind of liked their music and him.
Yeah, that'd be a sweet date, Rob.
Yeah, that would be a really sweet date.
Carolyn, I that sounds like a blast. I totally love to take you to see Adam Levine, but I unfortunately gave those tickets to my niece.
Oh.
What?
Oh, you gave them away, Rob?
Oh, no.
Well, I gave her the extra ticket. I'm taking her.
Oh my God.
She's a huge Adam Levine fan, and I couldn't tell her no.
So wait, you're like a really good person who wants to take care of your family and everything, right? And make dreams come true?
I mean, she's family. I can't say no to family, you know?
So you don't have the tickets anymore?
I mean, I still have a ticket, and I'm taking my niece.
Yeah.
But there's always concerts we could go to. I mean, there are so many concerts.
Yeah, but you had meet and greet tickets, right?
I didn't give them away. I still have them.
Rob, that's lame. That's lame. I would love to go to that concert with you. Is there any way that you could just tell your niece you're sorry and you messed up? And, like, cause we would have so much fun together at that.
Dude, you are so low.
I don't know that I could do that. She's real excited. It's going to break her heart.
I think you should try. I mean, because we would have a killer time.
Carolyn, are you really trying to get him to take the tickets back from his niece?
You're trying to get him to...
They haven't gone yet.
Dude, it's a little girl who has a dream of meeting Adam Levine, not a grown-ass woman.
I mean...
Well, I have wants, too.
Wait a second. Is this only to get me to bring you to the concert?
No, I want to go out with you. You have these tickets, and I just thought it would be really cool if we went together.
I'm sorry. There's really nothing I can do about it. But look, if you still want to go out, I think Thursday's great. We can get a coffee on Thursday. We can talk. We can actually get to know one another.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Carolyn, would you like to go out with Rob on a second date for some coffee on Thursday? We'll pay for it.
We already sat across from each other and, like, chit-chatted. I wanted to do something, you know? Like, meet Adam Levine.
So no to coffee?
Yeah, no. I'm not interested in getting coffee with Rob.
Okay. I mean, do you like concerts? There are plenty of other concerts coming through. I can get us tickets.
No. No, thanks. I wanted to do the meet and greet. No.
Oh, my God. You're such a snake, Carolyn. What is wrong with you?
I just know what I want.
Dude. Rob, you deserve so much better.
She's not going to go out with you unless you can get her to meet Adam Levine.
Oh, it's the only reason she wanted to go out with you.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The only reason she wanted to do a second date update was so that she could hopefully be your guest for those tickets.
Come on. Carolyn, are you serious? You got them to call so you can ask tickets?
Listen, you're fine.
You're fine.
But I really wanted to see Adam Levine. And whatever, I don't think it's that big of a deal. And if I felt something different on the second date, I would have been open to it. But
you liar!
Wow. I guess it's good that we're not going out again because you sound like a really bad person.
Dude, Rob, you are so on.
That's not fair.
Is it though?
Hey, Carolyn, look, I'm sorry that you didn't get tickets to go meet Adam Levine through Rob.
Call
I'm sorry.
Him for me. No,
how about this? I bet you through the radio station I can get you some.
You can, really? Are you being serious this time? Seriously.
I am. Mm-hmm. I bet you I could. I bet you I could find meet and greet tickets for Adam Levine.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, my God, I love you so much.
Yeah, I didn't say I was going to give them to you. I'll give them to Rob's niece again.
Yeah. I hate you.
That'd be
you.
Great. She has a few friends that want to go.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
For once, karma wins. Mm-hmm. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning talking about today's second date update. If you missed it, Caroline wanted to call a guy named Rob. She didn't like him. Thought he was boring, not very attractive. Didn't really dig the date at all, but she wanted a second date with him. Why? Because Rob had some meet and greet passes for Adam Levine.
Oh, yeah.
Levine from Levine?
Levine, sorry. Levine. I always get it wrong. From Maroon 5. Anyway,
yeah.
He had meet and greet passes. The only reason she wanted a second date with him was because she wanted to get those passes go with him to that. But when we got him on the phone and tried to get her a second date, he revealed that he had given those passes to his niece. Like he was going to take his niece along.
Like a good uncle.
Yeah, like, that's cool, you know? And then she got mad at him and decided not to go out with him. And she doesn't want a date. Because she only wanted to use the dude to meet Adam Levine.
Oh, people are saying such nice things about her on our text.
They really
right
are.
Now.
Yeah.
Dude, the audacity she had to honestly say, "Will you just tell her you're sorry and take me instead?"
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, you
she
know
actually
what?
Asked him to take the tickets away from his niece.
Oh, when you gosh. Love Adam Levine and you think it's destiny.
I guess.
No.
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5.